Acts chapter 26, beginning at verse 19. Therefore, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the vision from heaven. Rather, I first told those in Damascus and Jerusalem about it, and then throughout the entire country of Judea and also the Gentiles. I told them that they should repent and turn to God, while also doing works that are consistent with repentance. These are the reasons the Jews seized me in the temple and tried to kill me. But I have had help from God right up to this day, and so I stand testifying to both small and great. I am saying nothing other than what the prophets and Moses said would happen, that the Christ would suffer, and as the first to rise from the dead, he would proclaim light to our people and to the Gentiles. While Paul was saying these things in his defense, Festus shouted, Paul, you are out of your mind. Your great learning is driving you insane. But Paul replied, I am not insane, most excellent Festus, but I am clearly speaking words that are true and sensible. Certainly the king to whom I am freely speaking knows about these things. Indeed, I cannot believe that any of these things has escaped his notice, because this has not been done in a corner. King Agrippa, do you believe the prophets? I know that you believe. Then Agrippa said to Paul, in such a short time, are you going to persuade me to become a Christian? Paul replied, I pray God that whether in a short time or a long time, not only you, but also all those who are listening to me today would become what I am, except for these chains. After he had said these things, the king stood up, along with the governor and Bernice and those sitting with them. After they had left, they said to one another in private, this man is doing nothing worthy of death or chains. Agrippa said to Festus, this man could have been set free if he had not appealed to Caesar.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.